This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Birdcage here at Chippewa Falls High School. Mark Halverson and Dave Check courtside as the JV of Menominee just defeated the Cardinal JV 57-47. The game, the Cards had been down at the half. They pulled even at 36-all, and ultimately Menominee going on to the victory. It is two teams at the bottom of the Big Rivers Conference doing battle here on this Friday night, 3 days before Christmas. Dave, you've got 0-4, Chippewa Falls 1-6 overall against Menominee, also 0-4 in the conference, 1-5 overall. So something's got to give tonight.
Yeah, both of these teams looking for their first win in conference. You see the, you know, obviously the fan base right before Christmas probably going to be a little bit down. It's a little bit tough for both of these teams to get up and focus when they're not playing for a conference championship or anything. So we'll see who comes out with any fire in this game. I have a feeling that's the team that's going to take it. It's just going to take a little bit of effort.
We last had the Cards 11 days ago at Prescott. They lost that one 71-68. Since then, two BRC road losses at Hudson 80-52 last Friday night, and at River Falls on Tuesday night 72-52 for Menominee. Their 0-4 journey in conference has included losses at home to Eau Claire North 52-40 December 5th, at home to New Richmond by 1, 63-62. At Rice Lake by 20, 63-40 through last Friday night, and at Hudson on Tuesday night, 75-55. You're going to hear Matt Riley in a short time saying a really important game, he thinks, for both of these clubs here tonight. Somebody wants to get that first W, and this is the last time that either of, well, for Chi High, last time they're playing until next year. Menominee will play in the Menominee High School invite on the 28th and 29th.
Well, and whoever wins this game, you know, you look at it right now is whoever loses are going to be on the bottom of the conference, but this is not the way that either of these teams want it to end. The team that loses it, you're looking at it being a pretty rough year. The team that wins it, you know, you're really only four games out of first place right now, so who knows what happens on the second go-round, but definitely Chi High is going to need to win this one at home. It's probably more important for Chi High to do that.
Oak Cliff Memorial 6-0 in the conference, and 6-0 record that they've got, and actually tied for 10th in the Division I poll at wizsports.net. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. The first of those two coaches' conversations, Matt Riley of Menominee, in 2 minutes on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com on this Friday night, 3 days before Christmas. Menominee and Chi-High boys here at the Birdcage tonight, and Menominee boys head basketball coach Matt Riley with us. And coach, kind of give us an overview on your club season so far.
Up to this point, we've been struggling a little bit. Offensively, we have one win on the season, but you know, each game we're starting to improve more on offense, and you know, starting to work on things on defense to become more well-rounded. And you know, it's this time of the year that you got to start playing your best basketball, and we hope to do that tonight.
You and Chi-High had a similar opponent in Hudson, and both of you found that's a very difficult team, one of the top teams here in the BRC. But here you're at Chippewa, and somebody going to come out of here with their first win in the conference.
Yeah, you know, this is a big game for both teams. I don't think the records for both teams really tell, you know, how good each team could be. So, you know, this is both teams are really fighting hard for that first win, like you said. So I think it's going to be a very competitive game. It's going to be a game that's going to be very physical. It always is when we play here, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Defending the Cards, they got three scorers in double digits, and also G. Mason stepping up his offensive game. So,
yeah, you know, they're a team that can stretch the floor and shoot the three, so we got to really contest the shot. And they also got some guys that can post up too, so our post defense has to do well. As far as contesting shooters, you know, number one, Easton Bob, he attempts almost 9 threes a game. It's quite a bit. So he likes to let it go. And like you said, number zero, he's a kid that's playing well as of late. So, you know, defensively, we got to really come and play our best game.
Mm-hmm. And when you got the ball, you guys are led by Ellison and Thornton.
Yeah, you know, those are our two guys. We look to get Ellison the ball a lot down low. A lot of teams double him, triple him, you know, create other shots for other players. So when we get open opportunities for the other guys tonight, they got to be able to step up and knock them down.
So what's going to be the key here?
You know, I think the key number one offensively is taking care of the basketball. When we play well, we don't turn the ball over. That's important. That's number one. And then number two on defense, contesting those threes. And when they do miss, we got to limit them to one shot. Don't let them get offense rebounds, get extra chances.
Terrific, coach. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head coach Matt Riley of the Menominee Mustang. And we've got breaking news here, Dave Check, because we're learning from Tim Peterson that we will begin this game. I don't remember this ever before. That we will begin this game, a technical foul against Menominee. Chi-High will get two free throws and the ball on the side for pregame dunking on the Mustangs.
Well, pregame dunking, that takes me about 35 years back to my days in high school. That was always a warning that you can't do that. And so we'd go up there and we'd lay the ball in and not touch the rim or whatever. But, yeah, so one of those things that happens. You can't do it.
Already cited here, and so the Cards will get that break to start the contest. We'll come back in a minute with the conversation with head coach Jason Prue on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cardinal Countdown on a Friday night, 3 days before Christmas, here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Jahi Boys head coach Jason Preuss. Coach, saw you 11 days ago in Prescott. You've had a couple of road games, kind of a road stretch here.
Yeah, we're heading, it's like the Western road trip. We're out Prescott, River Falls, Hudson, all of them. But it's definitely good to be back home right before the holidays, and the guys are ready to go out and compete.
All right, so what did you see from your guys in the road losses to Hudson and River Falls here most recently?
Well, River Falls, I thought we played really well. Defensively, we were flying around. We got a lot of deflections, and it was a three-point game with 7 minutes left, and we were competing with them really well, and they kind of went on a little bit of run under 3 minutes to make it a 20-point game, but really it was a game that was within reach, and I thought we took a lot of steps in the right direction during that game.
And overall, when you look at the scoring average, you have three different players in double figures, and you got two guys going about 13 a game now, with Dickerson stepping up and joining Easton Bob, and then Carson Wiedermeyer at 12 a game. So that's kind of developed for you.
Yeah, and then you can throw G. Mason in there, too. We got four really reliable scoring threats out on the court, and they play really well together, and they're starting to figure some things out and figure out what works well for us and what works well for the team, and they're really taking advantage of it.
Yeah, the last time I saw you was that Prescott game, and that was a game where, G. Mason was just handling the ball more and more aggressive.
So. Yeah, he's played really aggressive, especially the last game against River Falls. He shot the ball well. He took the ball to the basket. He was playing with a lot more confidence.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, defending Menominee here tonight, their 16-point game, scorer Isaac Ellison, Brody Thornton scoring 13 again.
Yeah, two really good players. Eliason is a good post threat for him, and Thornton's a good shooter for them, and they run a lot of two-man actions with each other, and we gotta know where those guys are, and then they have some good shooters around them as well.
Defending the home court, last BRC game, not only before Christmas, but before the end of the year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go out with on a high note, play well going into the break, something to build off of. These guys, we know how good we can be, and we know it's a process, and it's brick by brick, and a good game tonight would go a long way for our confidence.
Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you afterwards. Wish you the best tonight, you and the guys.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Jason Preuss here on Cardinal Countdown. We're getting closer to the starting lineups in basketball. Stick around. It's Chi-High Boys Hoops on a Friday night on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Ooh. Again. Yeah.
Sarai trying to score on the shorty. And a shot. It goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Mark Halverson, Dave Check back courtside. Later on halftime, we'll hear from Justin Check, part of the class of 2016 and that great Chi-High football playoff run in the 2015 season and so many memorable moments. And Justin, the quarterback's coach at Morehead State, and we'll get his thoughts on the game and more coming up at halftime. But getting closer for this, and again, reiterating breaking news here before the game that apparently a technical foul assessed against Menominee for pregame dunking, and so that means Chi-High will get two free throws and the ball on the side to start the game, Dave.
Yeah, again, it's just a very rare thing because, you know, once that rule was put into effect, I think players know that's kind of foolish to do it. We do it all the time in rec games and Y games. There's plenty of times to show that you can dunk. No need to do it out here and get your team a technical foul.
All right, well, let's talk about those Toyson Ford keys to the game. Craig Toyson actually here tonight. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls was asking him briefly about the Express. He's the owner. He said, hey, optimistic. They had a great run his first year. And he's also a big Minnesota Timberwolves fan, so he's pretty happy. Best record in the NBA or right up there. But what about the Toyson Ford keys to this game, Dave Check?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had the keys to the game kind of coming in here, Justin and I talking about this. And it's interesting because we come up with exactly the same thing that Coach Riley said while I was listening to what he said. Statistically speaking, and we know this to be a problem, the turnovers for Chi High, 16.7 turnovers a game is what they average, and they only take away 7.3. Mm. Meanwhile, Menominee, very similar, 16.7 is what they give away, they take away 8. Both of these teams struggle with turnovers, and both of these teams are going to need those extra shots at the basket. So I think the key to the game, like Coach Riley said, is going to be handling the ball.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's usually when if I fly solo, my keys to the game is that turnover one and good shots and good defense, you know, and that can be the recipe for success.
Well, I'll give you a quote from Dave Hutzler, who always made it pretty simple. He just said, put the ball in the hoop.
Yep.
That's your advice. That's your keys to the game. You put the ball in the hoop more than they do, you're going to win the game.
So Cards catching a break here with that technical foul on the pregame dunking, and so there will, as we understand it, there will not be a center jump once we do start this contest, but instead two free throws for the Cards. And as we check the free throw numbers, and I've got this for Chippewa, I knew that the Lady Cards had a girl who was 15 of her first 15, but for Chippewa Falls, those percentages, I mean, what do? You got people like LaQuay, he's, you know, 5 out of 6 for 83%. Got some other guys, Turhark and G. Mason. Yeah, they're 100%, but they're only 1 for 1 from the line. So it'll be interesting to see. Dickerson's a 69% free throw shooter. So
it's a good decision. I mean, you could always look at Easton Bob. You know, his percentage might not be the highest
65.
Percentage on the team, but either way, you got a feeling that might just be he hasn't shot a lot of free throws this year. I mean, he's the scoring leader right now for the Cardinals. So who knows? Interesting decision, but it's a good decision to have, certainly, for the Cardinals to start out with.
That does it for the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a break when we come back. Starting lineups in basketball, Chi High getting two free throws and the ball on the side to start the game due to that pregame dunking technical against Menominee. The start coming next on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Back in the birdcage at Chi High, Mark Halverson, Dave Check, and here's the public address announcer, Dave Hansen.
Adam Forward, a 6'4 junior, number 1, Isaac Ellison. At a guard, a 6-foot junior, number 5, Brady Johnson. At a guard, a 6'3 junior, number 11, Brody Gordon. At a guard, a 5'8 senior, number 12, Isaac Johnson. And at a forward, a 6'1 senior, number 15, Charlie Barron. Head coach of the Menominee Mustangs is Matt Radley. assisted by Jared Ruffin. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. A 6'2 senior guard, number 0, G. Mason. A 6-foot senior guard, number 1, Easton Bob. A 6'5 senior forward, number 2, Carson Wiedemeyer. A 6'2 senior guard, number 4, Braden Dickerson. And a 6'3 senior forward, number 5, David Turhart. Head coach of the Cardinals is Jason Broom, assisted by Jason Nichols. Your officials for tonight's game are Ryan Meyer, Garrett Larson, and Danny Korber. We will start
our public address announcer, Dave Hansen, and recently celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday to him. But again, he's announcing the fact that, again, Menominee in the road black uniforms with the white numerals lettering and some trim, and Chahai in the home white uniforms with the red numerals lettering and red and black trim. And to the free throw line, it's Braden Dickerson. 69% free throw shooter.
So this is an interesting triple whammy for Menominee, I believe, because not only are we going to get the shots in the ball.
This is the first one.
But I think the possession arrow also is going to stay with Chi High. So it's going to count as though Menominee got the tip and then essentially lost it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Although they've got the arrow going their way right now.
They do,
yeah,
but typically you switch it afterwards. So we'll see. I'd be wrong about that. And I think he is waiting to switch it, and he does.
Huh. Keeping it on.
Now the possession arrow is pointed at Chi High, I think. That's correct.
But Chi High is going that direction, so.
Ah.
Yeah. All right, so G. Mate's going to toss it in on the far side, and we're underway. A 1-0 lead as Dickerson getting that free throw on the second one. Chi High on the attack, left to right. And working it around on the outside, Wiedemeyer. Again, the Cards with 3 double-digit scorers in Wiedemeyer, Bob, and Dickerson, but G. Mason averaging more than 8 a game, and Easton Bob makes it 4-0 right away.
Nice pull-up jumper by Bob there.
And now Menominee in a 4-0 hole to start this game on the attack, right to left. On the outside, Brady Johnson, their leader in scoring, Isaac Ellison, 16 points, 10 rebounds a game. He's a 6'4 junior. Working down on the right baseline, getting it out on top to Brady Johnson. Johnson's got 2 different colored shoes. You don't see that a lot.
No, and while Ellison is the 6th-ranked scorer in the conference, he's number 1 in rebounds.
3-pointer good from the side by Brady Thornton, and he makes it a 4-3 game. Chi against some pressure. G. Mason across the timeline on the near side as they come left to right. On top to Easton Bobby at the 3-pointer a moment ago. Between the leg dribble. First Chi game we've had for you in 11 days. Said exciting hockey game won by Stevens Point over the Cardinal boys last night. And the Chippewa Falls Menominee girls winning their 7th straight. The Sabres downing the ECA Stars on Tuesday night. A low-scoring game, 1-0. Cardinals working that basketball. Bob behind the arc on the left side. Working on his defender. Drives in. Nice move. Misses the shot. Rebound Menominee. Coming down the floor, Brody Thornton. And then they throw it out of bounds. And there's one of those important turnovers there. Now, yeah. Apparently, let's see, are they going to, it is Chi High ball. All right.
Yeah, and that was a relatively easy pass to a wide open guy. Just threw it out of bounds. You know, you like to see the passes that are going for scores and assists, but that one could have been a lot better.
Across the timeline, Cardinals, G. Mason looks to work it around into the deep left corner. Bob for 3, off the rim, a little short, gets his own rebound, hands it off down low. Turhart got it for 2, and it's a 6-3 Cardinal lead. Turhart, his first 2 of the night. Menominee's trailed by 4 early, down 6-3 right now. Cardinals into that zone. Down low, and they cut through the zone quickly to Isaac Ellison for his first 2. 6-5, Chi High by 1. Cardinals against the pressure. Easton Bob at the far side gets it across G. Mason. Right corner, tap out of bounds, intended for Braden Dickerson.
So the score officially is 5-5.
Huh.
right now.
Okay, so that was, I would say that was.
He missed that first free throw.
No, I think that that wasn't a three-pointer then. Easton Bob, that had to be, instead of making, okay. I thought it was a three. And so Dickerson out on top behind the arc. Right corner, G. Mason fakes, baseline, steps back, picks up his dribble, goes Dickerson. Dickerson baseline, down low. He likes to go into the low post, gets it to a teammate. Spin move on up and in by Wiedemeyer for two. Carson Wiedemeyer makes it 7-5.
Nice ball movement by the Cardinals there. Moved it around about three or four different players there. Dickerson really has some nice moves underneath too.
Yeah, he's good and comfortable down low. 7-5, Chahai lead. Cardinals back into their zone. Looks like a 1-2-2 or something. I don't know how you assess it here. There's the outside shot. It rattles out for Brody Thornton and rebound Menominee. And with the basketball, Johnson kicks it right corner. Thornton again. He's going to drill that one to give Menominee their first lead at 8-7.
It's already 2 3-pointers for him in that corner. I think that's the problem with that zone sometimes as Chahad gets their first turnover. And
racing down the floor, missed layup by Menominee, followed up and no good, and a foul on the Cardinals as Brody Johnson scooping up the missed shot by Charlie Barron, the 6'1 senior.
Oftentimes that zone can be frustrating for the big guys underneath who like the man-to-man and back-to-the-basket type plays, but for the outside guys that can find a hole in that zone, and you know, so far you got Thornton that's finding a lot of holes in that zone.
G. Mason, first personal, first team foul, as the free throw is good for Brady Johnson, the 6 foot junior. 14-18 left first half, 9-7 Menominee, and he misses the second free throw, and the rebound Menominee put up and in by Isaac Ellison. He's so dangerous, Dave.
Another offensive rebound for Menominee. That's already two for them, too. Bob's got one for us.
Their biggest lead of the game at four, and then G. Mason loses the basketball. It popped around like a pinball, and it stays Chahai's with 14:04 left first half.
Both of these teams, as we said, problems with hanging on to the ball.
Both 0-4 in the conference. Chahai 1-6 overall, and Menominee 1-5 on the season. Dickerson behind the arc on the left side. Picked up defensively by Ellison. Down low, Wiedemeyer off the back iron, no. Rebound yanked down by Thornton. Here comes Menominee in the bust out, two more, and they get it off to Charlie Barron, a 13-7 lead. No timeout from Coach Jason Prue. 6-point advantage for the Mustangs here on Chahai's home court. G. Mason against the double team. They work it right corner. There's Wiedemeyer, got it baseline, and there's two more. 13-9. Nice shot by Wiedemeyer to net that one. And now the Cardinals cut that 6-point lead to four. Mustangs working it on the outside. Isaac Johnson on the right to, they're not brothers or cousins, Brady Johnson. There's the shot, 15 feet off. No good. Missed by Isaac. Followed up and in, and a foul. Basket and the foul for Ellison. And Dave, again, we knew he was tough. Their leading scorer at 16 a game. He's got six.
He does, six, and going for the old-fashioned three-point play here. Again, problem with offensive rebounds, already giving up three offensive rebounds.
And Carson Wiedemeyer gets his first personal and the second team foul on the card. So I was looking at rebounding. Yeah, we remember Minarski from a year ago, but, I mean, Terhark leads them at nine a game and by far is the Cardinals' leading rebounder as Wiedemeyer gets that one. Terhark does go 6-3. And there's the steal by Ellison racing down the floor. And missing the shot, fighting for the rebound. Cardinals come away with it. And here comes Chippewa G. Mason contact, and he'll go to the free throw line as Ellison draws the foul. With 12:51 left in the half, and the Cards down six again at 15-9.
I'd like to see more of that. Kind of an exciting pace of play for both of these teams here.
And G. Mason to the free throw line, where he is a 100% free throw shooter, and make it still 100% as he hits the first one. That's only his second one of the season, but we'll take it. And so some subs now for the Cards as Easton Bob and David Terhark checking out for Chippewa right now. And you got LaQuay is in there.
I don't think
also Colin Nichols.
I don't think in my career I ever went that long with the 100%.
G. Mason, it's the second one, so he's got.
Still 100%, yeah. 3-for-3. That's a good start of the season.
Absolutely. Cardinals cut the lead back to four now. Menominee's led by six a couple of times. And an easy hoop down low for Ellison. He's got eight.
Yeah, they just do not have an answer for him underneath. Long, athletic-looking player. Taller than anybody that we have out there.
Dickerson, Laquay, right corner, G. Mason for three. Got it. And the Cardinals cut the six-point lead to three right there.
Smooth shot by G. Mason. He's taken one, made one. Having a good game so far.
He's definitely stepped up his aggressiveness and involvement in the offense. It's been a big plus for this club. Cardinals back within three at 17-14. Clock ticking toward 12 minutes left in the half. And the driving layup on the left side, no good. Missed that time by Brady Johnson, the six-foot junior. Shahai out with it. Laquay on the far side as they bring it left to right. On top, Wiedemeyer. Left wing, Dickerson. Laquay. On top, G. Mason. He'll penetrate inside the lane. Backs up, picks up his dribble. Dickerson. Contact down low. Does not take the shot, and it goes through the hands of Nichols. Recovered by Menominee. Shahai turnover. Here comes the Mustangs. Racing it down right to left. Shot deep left corner. Missed. Number 15, Charlie Barron. And the ball out of bounds to the Cards with 11:33 left here, first half.
So, and really, that rebound almost went to Ellison right there. And again, the second problem with the zone is that if the players are not trained in boxing out and finding a man that's not their man, that's what happens. Ellison is able to just slide in there behind players that aren't even expecting him, not even boxing out, and he's just offensive rebounding at will.
This is a real opportunity for the Cards because Menominee not able to convert that time. Chai, a three-pointer away from tying it up. Laquay on top to Dickerson. And now Easton Bob has checked back into the game for Jason Prue. Laquay on the dribble and falls to the floor. Does not get called for traveling. Good ball movement, and Nichols misses the shot. Swats at it. Menominee out of there with it. Here come the Mustangs trying to build on that three-point lead. 11 minutes left in the half. There's a long three-pointer. Missed, no good, and fresh-faced Bo Noble in off the bench, a six-foot senior, averaging close to 4 points a game. Cardinals with the ball into the forecourt. Still down 17-14, 10:50 left first half. Mark Halverson and Dave Check on the call here on WOGO Sports. Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. Justin Check going to be our halftime guest, quarterback's coach for Morehead State, Division II college football. There's the drive. Laquay, left corner, Nichols, off the mark, no good. Rebound Menominee. Still, shooting, you'd like to increase the percentage if possible.
Have G. Mason shoot more of them tonight. It seems like he's got the hot hand.
17-14 Menominee with the ball, and they've got it out on top for Bo Noble. And whistle and a foul, I believe Dickerson making some contact with Noble out on top, and Braden getting his first personal. And the third team foul on the Cards with 10:14 left here, first half. Let me quickly tell you, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality, and they're always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
So Turhar coming back on the floor, is he one of your listed starters here?
He is.
Okay, because he is leading the Cardinals, like you said,
right,
in rebounds, second in the conference.
Yeah. We had one game, he had 15 rebounds. Right baseline, and it's going to be a foul on Menominee with 10:05 left in the half, and the second on Brody Thornton. Thornton's been a little quiet here tonight. I don't know. He averages 13 a game, but he hasn't scored, has he?
Well, I don't think he's needed to. Menominee's made just about every
trip. Or no, maybe he hit a three. I think maybe he did hit three. So 17-14, Menominee.
You're talking about Brady Thornton?
Brody Thornton.
Brody Thornton's actually got two threes.
Two threes. Okay, well, never mind. I'm largely keeping the scoring to you. I just caught some occasional stuff, but I thought he did at least have one. As Laquay penetrating draws a foul.
Yeah, Laquay kind of got bailed out there as he. It looked like he had carried the ball, but he must have had a little bit of contact before he did so. So
Bo Noble, first personal, and a fourth team foul on Menominee. Easton Bob driving. Nice hoop for Easton Bob.
That was really a good move to create that shot there as Easton Bob comes in there, hangs in the air, does a little double clutch till he's open.
And the Cardinals back within one at 17-16. Menominee in the black uniforms on the attack right to left against the Chahai man-to-man now as they switched out of the zone. Trying to get an answer on Ellison as Wiedemeyer has that assignment, stepping out on him behind the arc right now. They work at Noble. He's going to try to drive by the defender, missing the shot and the rebound for the Cardinals. Turthark out of there with it. As I said, number two in the conference. Laquay racing down the far sideline. Whistle and a blocking foul on Menominee with 9:14 left here, first half.
give LaFleur credit there for drawing that foul. Pretty aggressive drive underneath.
And it goes on Bo Noble, his second, and for Menominee, their fifth as a team. Chaha has three, and G. Mason on the far side with Turhark, Wiedemeyer, Easton Bob, and LaQuay for Coach Pruse Club. Becca Bestel, the Chaha girls head coach here tonight, a rare opportunity to come watch the boys play as her club not in action here so close to Christmas. Bob for the lead, and he hits it. Easton Bob gives the Cards the lead.
Well, that's the other player we were going to say to take that three-point shot, obviously leading the Cardinals in scoring, and you'd love for him to get the hot hand here as we go to the second part of this first half.
He's knocked down a couple of them. 8:45 left in the half, and the missed shot on the reverse layup, no good for Charlie Barron from Menominee, and the Cards race down the other end. LaQuay cutting, finds Wiedemeyer on the outside. G. Mason, he'll penetrate, driving to the basket and laying it in for the Cardinals to grow the lead to four.
We've seen this out of G. Mason before, having an incredible game. Hasn't had a miss yet in any free throw, two or three.
And Menominee wants a timeout. Matt Riley will take a break. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
21-17, Chippewa and Dave Check. The Cards on a 10-0 run. They trailed 17-11. They now lead at 21-17.
Yeah, and both of these teams have to know that, you know, the other team's going to go on a run, and you kind of got to settle down and get into it. And sometimes, you know, the teams in the bottom half of the league just don't seem to get that and go into a tank. Well, let's hope Menominee's going into that tank. But, you know, they could easily turn it around here, too. Basketball is a game of streaks.
Yeah. So the Cards have done a good job turning the tide, though, and gaining that lead after being down six. Trying to post up Ellison, left side. Good job on defense, Wiedemeyer, but then the rebound recovered by Ellison and a foul. And it's going to send Ellison to the line to shoot two with 8:07 left first half.
Yeah, Wiedemeyer with a block shot. Another offensive rebound, though, for Ellison on his own shot. But again, you notice that they went back to the man-to-man, and it's going to be a lot easier, I think, to guard him. It's going to be a lot easier to keep him off the boards.
And first free throw no good for Ellison, who is only a 46% free throw shooter on the season. So that's been a glaring weakness for him. Second one is around and no good. And the rebound down to Dickerson. So two missed free throws for Ellison. That is his kryptonite. And Dickerson gets called for the travel for Chaha.
Four turnovers for Chaha, two right now for Menominee.
8 minutes left here, first half, as Menominee will advance it. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Mustangs into the forecourt. Get it off on the right side to Isaac Johnson. Left wing to Barron. And near steal by LaQuay. He's going to race down the floor. And coming back, Andrew Bush for Menominee. And then stolen away from behind by LaQuay. He kept after it.
That was great hustle by LaQuay.
G. Mason on the right wing gets it on top. LaQuay, he's going to drive, then kick it out left wing. Jump shot, Dickerson. Got it for three-pointer. And the Cardinals go up 7, 24-17.
Good series for the Cardinals going right there, especially all of that kind of started by LaQuay's hustle. He probably went about 100 yards between the up and down to get that turnover.
And it's a 13-0 run for the Cardinals right now. Inside pass stolen away by G. Mason. Menominee's fourth turnover. G into the forecourt, pulls up the dribble, finds a streaking Dickerson who misses the layups. Rebound, Wiedemeyer puts it around it, out. Oh, those were both so close, Dave. Wow. Ah, it would have been sweet. And boosted this lead to 9, but both from Dickerson and Wiedemeyer so close, but just not to be. And now Ellison gets G. Mason stepping over to help out, and he picks up his second personal.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that foul other than coaches don't like to reach in. Definitely the aggressiveness against Ellison to try to stop him from having the ball. No problem with that.
And Turhark is going to come for G. Mason, who just got his second foul. And for Menominee into the game, A.J. Zadowski, a 6'1 junior, number 10, and Brody Thornton, the 6'3 junior, who had the two threes earlier.
Looks like Wiedemeyer is the one that come out. G. Mason's staying in with those two fouls for now.
And on top to Ellison. Again, he's their leading scorer at 16 a game, the 6'4 junior. And Dickerson with the assignment on him right now, so kind of a height disparity to some degree as 6'2". And there's a steal by the Cardinals. Terhark out of there with Menominee with a bunch of turnovers lately. Terhark on top to G. Mason.
Well, that's why it was the key for both teams. Right. I mean, that's what started, and that's what's keeping this streak going for the Cardinals.
Menominee just hit that big cold stretch. Laquay for three, hits the back iron, no good. Rebound Ellison, and then a foul by Terhark, I think, banging with him on the boards. And David gets called for his first tonight, and the sixth team foul in the Cards with 6:16 left here first half. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is a coach in the courtroom, Dave Check, in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Into the forecourt, Menominee now. Down seven. It's a 13-0 Chahai run. It's stretched out over a good length of time now for Menominee. And trying to break it. There's the three-point shot. No good. Chahai rebound as the miss by Brody Thornton. He'd had the two threes earlier. Laquay getting a good playing stretch here. And there's the layup and a foul. Dickerson for the Cardinals. Braden Dickerson, so good down low, gets two, the hoop and the harm.
Dickerson is the one that shot the technical fouls, one for two free throws on tonight based on that. This will be his first one of the game.
Yeah, 69% free throw shooter coming in. And the foul is the third of the night on Brody Thornton. And again, he's their second leading scorer at 13 a game. Dickerson comes up short on the free throw. And Terhark tries to knock it out, and he does. And Dickerson saves it. And Laquay's going to drive it, put it off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Ellison. The Cards on a 15-0 run. They were down 17-11. They lead it 26-17. Menominee basketball going right to left. Zadowski, they work it around into the deep right corner off to Charlie Barron. And he'll pivot around in the low post, get it to Ellison. It seems to center very much about Ellison. I mean, I can see the 16 a game and getting some other support, but I guess it kind of seems to fall off some offensively after Ellison and Thornton.
Well, you know, he's got about 3 or 4 inches on the Cardinal defending him right now, and he's got good ball handling skills to find the open man, too. So,
Menominee taking their time. There's a jump stop on the drive, and it's laid up and good, and that breaks the 15-0 run for the Cards as Brady Johnson, the 6-foot junior, scores, making it 26-19. Into the forecourt for Chippewa is Laquay. G. Mason behind the arc, left side to Easton Bob, who's had it cooking a few times here tonight. Just over 4.5 left first half. Easton Bob for three off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Menominee and Bo Noble, the 6-foot senior. So Menominee breaks the 15-0 stretch and now tries to keep it going. Ellison for two and the foul on the Cardinals. Terhark down low, his second.
So Ellison gets to the 10-point mark with that shot, shooting a free throw here for his second attempt at a 3-point play.
But again, he was 0-for-2 his last time to the line, and just the 46% free throw shooting for him on the season. On the money with that one, though.
So he's going to go 1-for-4 so far on the night.
So the Cardinals' biggest lead at 9 is all of a sudden shrunk down to 4 with back-to-back possessions of a 2 and a 3, or a 2-plus-1 for Menominee. So 26-22 Cardinal lead. Bringing it down left to right. Wiedemeyer gets it off to G. Mason in the left wing behind the arc. Left side, Easton Bobjack. G. Mason for three off the rim, no good. Rebound Ellison. In the backcourt, he gets it off to Brady Johnson. Into the forecourt. They take it right baseline. Driving, Barron. Makes me think of the comic, wasn't it? Charlie Barron's was actually at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. I want to say Sunday. Spin move, Ellison. Oh, he gets it to go. It was one of those like a putt in golf. It was right there hanging on the rim, and it fell in. And it's a two-point game now, 26-24. So Menominee on a 7-0 run of their own.
again, making an exciting close game, but also, you know, really a fast-paced game.
Wiedemeyer for three, hits just the backboard, rebound Ellison. Yeah, well, we know basketball is a game of streaks, no question. 3:20 left in the half. Menominee could tie or get the lead here. Down by just two. Having cut that Chahai 9-point lead. There's the three-pointer for the lead. It's good. And A.J. Zadowski gets his first hoop of the night off the Menominee bench to give them the lead.
It's a big three-point basket for Menominee. Chahai really needs an answer here to stop this streak of Menominee's.
Our third lead change of the night. The Cards had it. That was Menominee, Chippewa, Menominee. 2:50 left first half. G. Mason out on top. Dickerson, some contact. Ellison, no foul called. Dickerson recovers. Looking. Goes into the left corner to Easton Bob. Ball knocked away from him. He'll drive at the left baseline. Easton Bob to the hole. Misses off the backboard. No, and Ellison secures the rebound. Menominee's got the ball and the momentum. Into the forecourt come the Mustangs. On top, Ellison. 1-point Menominee lead. Ellison, free throw line extended. Goes left corner to Barron. Gets it on top to Brady Johnson. And now Zadowski. Right wing over to Bo Noble. Down low, Ellison wide open. He just beat the Chahai defense, and now it's a three-point Menominee lead and a huge run as they went a 12-0 run now for Menominee.
I thought for sure we were going to see a dunk there as he broke through. I mean, I'm assuming he's the one that was dunking in warm-ups by looking at the players out here, but could be wrong.
So the Cards had been down 17-11 at a 15-0 run. G. Mason misses the three-pointer. Ellison recovers. Menominee was down 26-17. All of a sudden, they've got hot, and they've got a 12-0 run of their own.
Yeah, and it's hard to say. Remember when the Cardinals were down before?
G. Mason coming from behind, trying to make the steal, can't quite do it for the Cards.
Remember when the Cardinals were down before, we were thinking we were going to get a timeout out of the coach?
Yeah.
We might see that. We didn't see that,
right.
But then Chahai went on their own run.
Right. 29-26 Mustangs, and again, right now you got to be thinking, hey, let's do something here before halftime for the Cardinals. You don't want to just, it's been a long cold spell for them here.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt they do. I expect these teams both to go within 3 or 4 points of each other at halftime. So they are within three right now.
Yep.
Let's see what happens.
Menominee trying to build on that one possession lead at the moment. And they're taking their time here in front of the Cardinal bench. 1:20 left, 80 seconds in the half.
I think if I were both of these teams, I'd be looking to score rather than hold it for a minute and a half the way they turn it over.
And a ball tipped outside. There's the shot put up by Noble. No good. Rebound down to Menominee, fouled up and in. And Ellison, two more for the big fella, the 6'4 junior.
Menominee's got five offensive rebounds, and I suspect most of them, at least four of them, are Ellison.
And it's a 14-0 stretch now for Menominee to go from 9 down to 5 up, and there's a Menominee steal. The Cards just haven't had it going on here the last few minutes. Into the deep right corner, Isaac Johnson. And now Menominee holding it for one, maybe, with inside of 40 seconds of the half as Colin Nichols on defense for the Cards. Cards going to go into intermission with a long cold spell here.
Again, we'll see if they're able to hold it for one. I don't know if I like this, the way these teams turn the ball over. If you're Menominee, there you go.
Ellison right baseline, takes it up, some contact, no, follows it up and in, and a foul on Laquay. And Ellison is just owning the Cardinals down low, Dave Check.
What a bonus for them that he goes up for the dunk, misses the dunk, and instead he winds up getting a two-pointer and a free throw. Normally when you miss a dunk, that ball does not come right back to you.
33-26 Menominee. Again, they've gone from 9 down to 7 up. That is their biggest lead of the game. They had led by 6 earlier at 17-11. Ellison misses the free throw. Out of there with it, Nichols. The Cards will get one last shot. Final 15 seconds of this half. Halftime stats, highlights, and our Justin Check interview. Laquay driving. Dickerson down low, puts it up and in for the Cardinals to finally end that long drought of a 16-0 Menominee stretch. We're back in 3 minutes with our halftime on WOGO Sports with the Cards down 5 to Menominee.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night,
Wars Gala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wars Gala Plumbing and Heating.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Chippewa Falls trailing Menominee 33-28. The Cards fell behind 17-11, and then they had their own 15-0 run to grab a 26-17 lead. Menominee answered, Dave Check, 1-2-3, a 16-0 run to go from 9 down to 7 up. The Cards get a hoop before half, trail at 33-28.
Yeah, like we said, it's a game of streaks. These teams can't panic. A 5-point lead at this point in time is really not a whole lot. A couple of 3-point shots and you're in it. Cardinals didn't necessarily shoot the best. I mean, obviously, that's part of it. Looking at the stats here, I could probably just give you those right now. That way we can figure something out later for how we're going to get Justin on. 3-point shots, Cardinals 3-for-9. 2-point shots, they were 8-for-16. And free throws, they were 3-for-5. Individual scores for the Cardinal, Mason was 2-for-4, 7 points, no rebounds. Bob was 3-for-7, 7 points, 1 rebound. Wiedemeyer, 2-for-5, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Dickerson, 3-for-4, 8 points to lead the Cardinals, and 2 rebounds. Terhark was 1-for-1, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Looking at for Menominee, they were 14-for-28 from the field goals, 3-for-9 from the 3-point line, which is exactly the same as the Cardinals. 2-for-7 free throws. They had 20 rebounds. 8 of them were offensive rebounds. They had 8 assists, 5 turnovers, and 4 steals. Ellison shot 9-for-12 field goals. He's 1-for-5 free throws, but he has 19 points, 12 rebounds, 5 of those, like we talked about before, offensive rebounds. So, you know, one of the things, the advantage of having Justin here while we're going through the game, being able to keep track of the things for them that I don't often keep track of, I only had them down for 6 offensive rebounds to R2. Justin's got him alone having 5, so
yeah.
I mean, it's possible that it's only 6. He might have even had more. They might have even had more than that. But that's a big part of it right there. Offensive rebounds, 6 for them, 2 for us. Turnovers were actually ahead of them, 6 for them, 4 for us. So, you know, that's pretty close. But that offensive rebounds has got to stop. And I think part of that is the zone, but part of that is Ellison just knows how to get to the ball.
I'm going to let you guys switch headsets. We'll get some of the highlights and get Justin check on here in just a moment. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. And Justin Check with us. Justin, welcome back to Chi High.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Class of 2016, and what are you seeing out here in the first half? Chi High, Menominee, the Cards down five.
Yeah, so I think when you look at Menominee's offense, so far it's been all Ellison.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much I can't really hear you guys, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, 19 and 12 in the first, so five offensive rebounds. I think my dad touched on that a little bit. Now, I think when you look at the discrepancy in the offensive rebounds, a little bit of that is kind of variance there. When you think about there was a long rebound on a three-pointer, and then basically his few misses, it seemed like he grabbed the rebound on each of those. So it's not that they're doing a bad job of boxing out. They just got to be able to contain him.
You're a quarterback's coach, Morehead State, the Dragons, and you had one of the top quarterbacks in the nation in Division II who's from Bloomer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Jack, he's a great kid, big arm, really smart kid, from Bloomer. So, really excited to have him for another 2 years and continue to see him grow. And he's doing all the things that you want out of a 19-year-old kid. And, you know, I just hope that he continues to have that mindset of growth and excited to see where he can be, as we move forward the next couple of years.
And it sounds like your brother, JD, is going to be joining you there at Morehead for his senior season.
Yep. So that's a pretty exciting development we got going on there. He's going to come in and play tight end for us, hopefully, and we'll see kind of how he fits into that offense. And we think that that could be another piece for us to make, another big step. We went from 4-7 to 7-4. We had a lot of freshmen that turned into sophomores, and they made a big leap, and hopefully them going from sophomores to juniors, bringing in guys like my brother, that we feel like we can make another big leap and hopefully turn into an upper echelon of the NSIC team and hopefully push for a playoff spot.
Finally, Justin Check, what's your aspirations beyond quarterback coach at Morehead? Where do you want to go?
I'm not a guy who wants to move around. I'm a family guy, so Lord willing, find myself a wife and if I could find a spot where I could call it my forever home and coach, I think that that'd be fantastic for my career.
What type of coaching would you like to land in?
Yeah, college. I think if I was an offensive coordinator at a college
that'd be
about right.
Hey, great to see you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the second half of basketball coming next on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Let's get some of the highlights from the first half. Dickerson baseline down low. He likes to go into the low post. Gets it to a teammate. Spin move and up and in by Wiedemeyer for two. Other highlights in that first half here on WOGO. 6-point advantage for the Mustangs here on Chihai's home court. G. Mason against the double team. They work at right corner. There's Wiedemeyer. Got it baseline, and there's two more. Dickerson, LeQuay, right corner. G. Mason for three. Got it. And the Cardinals cut the 6-point lead to three right there. Easton Bob driving. Nice hoop for Easton Bob. Not in action here. So close to Christmas. Bob for the lead, and he hits it. Easton Bob gives the Cards the lead. yards. Race down the other end. Laquay cutting, finds Wiedemeyer on the outside. G. Mason, he'll penetrate, driving to the basket and laying it in for the Cardinals to grow the lead to four. G. Mason on the right wing gets it on top. Laquay, he's going to drive, then kick it out left wing. Jump shot, Dickerson, got it for three-pointer. But again, the Cards, obviously the highlight of that first half, Dave Check, had to be, you know, that big run from 17-11 down to the 26-17 lead, and Menominee with some turnovers, but Menominee righted the ship and outdid them and said, "Oh yeah, 15, we'll do a 16-0 run on you," and they grabbed the 7-point lead, a 5-point advantage as we start the second half. Menominee ball.
Exciting and a fast-paced game, but it seems to be Cardinals versus Ellison right now, and they got to box him out to stop that from happening.
And Menominee going left to right to start this second half. Down low, Ellison, two more. He's got 21. 35-28 sounds like a football score. And the Cardinals with it. I don't know. Again, Ellison now has 5 points over his average. And we've just started the second half as Dickerson loses it out of bounds. Chai turnover, Menominee ball.
Yeah, I don't know what his high is for the year, but he's definitely going at it tonight.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Menominee apparently not agreeing with you that they're done with their streak. They think they're still in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, the Cards did get a hoop, so we're going to start over at 2-0. And Dickerson, stolen away by G. Mason. He's going to race down the floor for the Cards and lay it up and in and cut the lead to 5. G. Mason.
Beautiful steal there. That was created all by G. Mason, coast to coast.
Nice job. Down low, Ellison going to score two more. And again, he seems to be unstoppable. 23 points on his march toward 40.
Well, and again, we just don't have someone, you know, they're tall enough or physical enough to be able to keep him out of there. He's
but,
able to
I mean,
do whatever
he wants.
He's not
6'6", he's 6'4".
You know, taking a look at his arms, he's got the reach on anybody in Chi High by probably 7 inches.
Wiedemeyer down low into the paint. Kicks Dickerson left open on the left wing. Got it. Nice shot by Braden Dickerson for 3 and cuts the Cards within 4.
And that's what the Cardinals are going to have to do. Again, 3 for 9 is probably not going to get it done for the Cardinals if they do that this half. So far this half, 1 for 1. That's a good start.
16-10 left in this second half. Cardinals down 4. Deep right corner to Brady Johnson. Johnson's left open. He'll fire and hit the 3.
He didn't even want to take that, but he was left open for so long that he was forced to take it. That's his first 3.
He absolutely was. It was like he was dared into it, and he made the Cardinals pay. Back to that 7-point lead for the Mustangs. Bob to G. Mason. Easton tries to go down low. Wiedemeyer stolen away by the Mustangs. Here they come racing down the floor. Barron's going to miss the layup, and the rebound going hard for it. David Terhark. He's a hard worker on the glass, Dave.
Yeah, he is, and he's got four right now.
Wiedemeyer down low, and it'll stay Chai ball. 15 and a half left here in the second half.
Now, I don't know if that was G. Mason that blocked that shot or if it just really came off the player's hand wrong, but I almost think that that had to be blocked by G. Mason there on that fast break layup.
And G. Mason with it for the Cardinals. Over on the right wing to Dickerson. Easton Bob, spin move into the lane. Finds an open teammate in the left baseline. Terhart on top, Dickerson. He'll drive, kicks it out, drive it. Easton Bob determined to get to the hole, and he scores the 2 for the Cards, and they're back within 5.
That was an aggressive move that time by Wiedemeyer, as the Cardinals are 3 for 3 right now this half.
Down by 5, and got to try to get an answer for Ellison. Driving in the left side, Behrens. Ellison kicks it out, an open teammate, and banks it in. Bank 3 for Isaac Johnson. Do you need to call that? 43-35 Menominee.
His first of the night. Not going to technically call it a bank that you would normally see. He hit the front of the rim, and then it banked
really?
Off the
okay.
backboard and then in.
Okay.
So it wasn't that bad of a miss, I guess.
Well, he made it, right?
He made it. And he made it. And he made it. So it wasn't a miss at all.
Offensive foul. G. Mason away from the ball gets his 3rd.
All
that's a turnover.
It's a turnover for the Cardinals. That's three for us on the half so far to one for Menominee.
And how many total for Chippewa?
Well, in the first half, we had four, so that's up to seven now.
Yeah. 43-35 Mustangs, 14-20 left in regulation. Menominee ball working it left to right. This is the biggest lead Menominee's enjoyed at eight. Led by seven on multiple occasions earlier. Thornton on top, Ellison. He's their main. He's the straw that stirs the drink for Coach Matt Riley's club. Neither club has won in the BRC this season. One of them will go out of here with a W, and the other, if it's Chahai, they're done until next year. Menominee's going to play in their own tournament between Christmas and New Year's. We'll have coverage with McDonald. The Denny Laramie Invitational going on next Thursday and Friday. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney busy with you. Drive, whistle, and a foul. Taking it inside, Brady Johnson. Menominee able to take a lot of time off the clock, Dave. And a foul on the Cardinals, and it's going to go on Easton Bob. His first, second on the Cards as a team in the second half.
And Brady Johnson shooting two, it looks like. If you ever want me to do my Denny Laramie imitation for you, just let me know.
I would like you to. Go ahead.
Hey, when he got there, George, I got a foul on number 27 there. When you got there? Okay.
He was an institution
at
McDonald.
Both him and Gannon were just well-known throughout the community. Not for McDonald, for Gannon, but both of them in their respective schools.
Johnson hits the first free throw. It's a nine-point lead. Menominee's biggest of the night. 13:38 left in the half. And the second one, 45-35. Cards need the offense and then get some stops defensively. And LaQuay is into the game now with Easton Bob, Carson Wiedemeyer. Also, you got G. Mason and Dickerson. And stolen away from Easton Bob, just muscled away from him by Brady Johnson. And that was like the Menominee football team there. But then Easton Bob answers. He steals it right back and lays it up and in.
So Easton Bob gets the last laugh on that one.
He does.
Cardinals still have not missed, but what's hurting him is four turnovers to Menominee's two in this half.
Easton Bob said two can play at that game. The same guy that stole it from him, he stole it away and scored on the bust-out layup. Easton has some fire in his eyes here in the second half. Ellison takes it inside on Wiedemeyer. Missed shot, up no good by Behrens. LaQuay out of there with it. He's got some fire going. LaQuay on the fast break. Easton Bob for three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound Ellison. I'm sorry, that's Brody Thornton with the rebound. 11, not number one. And a timeout, Menominee. 45-37, Mustangs with the ball and an 8-point lead. 12:40 left in the half. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
WOGO Hallie, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, 12:40 left in regulation. The Cards down eight, have trailed by as many as 10 to Menominee. Again, Chippewa did lead in this one after trailing 17-11. They were up 26-17, so the Cards actually have enjoyed a nine-point edge at 1 point in this game.
Yeah, and the Cardinals need to go on a nice streak here. The problem is if you don't stop Ellison, he's just going to be breaking that streak up.
Thornton cuts through the defense, gets his own miss, recovers it. And out on top to Zadowski, who had a three-pointer off the bench in the first half for Matt Riley. They're going to try to get it down, play a little catch with Ellison. Zadowski on top, Brady Johnson. Trying to post up Ellison on Wiedemeyer. He's going to take it inside, and I think that Braden Dickerson may get called for the foul.
Yeah, it's on Dickerson, but a good play. I mean, you got to help him out. You can't leave him on an island with Ellison. especially with the free throw percentage that Ellison has.
It's not just his 6'4". He's very athletic, right? He's very mobile and adept.
Yeah, he's a very long and athletic is what they call it. He's very tall.
But
skinny kid, but long
free
arms.
Free throws is not his strong point, and he misses another one.
Well, that's what I said. You get the double team down there. The foul's not necessarily a bad thing. I'd foul him every time he was going
up. And I think in the late going, if this game is close, you for sure have to keep that in mind as he hits one out of two here to give them a nine-point lead at 46-37. And Shahai with it. Three three-pointers away from tying this thing as Laquay brings it across the timeline right to left. And then tries to set the offense with G. Mason and Easton Bob. Carson Wiedemeyer, and also Dickerson. Dickerson behind the arc. He'll penetrate. He likes to go down. Whistle and a foul with 11:58 left in the half.
I thought Dickerson wanted to take a look there out there at the three-point line, but a nice drive by him to draw the foul.
Charlie Barron, first personal, the 6'1 senior, and just the first foul in the second half on Menominee. We played more than 6 minutes in this 18-minute half. And pass to Easton Bob, two more, and so he's catching fire, 46-39, Menominee by seven.
Bob does such a good job when he's in the air with his body, keeping control off the glass with a sweet left hand.
Trying to post up down low, Ellison, they got the double team, they work it around on the outside, seven-point Menominee edge now.
They just got to get a little more physical on Ellison. He is not that burly type of a guy. We got to be able to find someone that can push him out of there.
Menominee taking some time off the clock now. Barron's going to go by G. Mason in the right baseline. Ball knocked away. Cards come out of there with it. And G. Mason into the forecourt for Chippewa. Driving left side to Easton Bob. Got Coach Pruitt in front of me. Kind of tough to see the action. G. Mason tries to go down low. Help me out, Dave.
They'll call the charge that time. Dickerson.
Dickerson gets called for the charge. Ouch. That hurt for the Cardinals.
It's chance a turnover, too, and it looks like it's a pretty weak call, but you got it.
Would have been a chance to cut that seven-point lead down to five, and for Dickerson, that's his third. And G. Mason also with three, and Wiedemeyer with two, as does Turhart for the Cardinals. Menominee with the ball and a seven-point edge inside of 11 minutes left in regulation. Working around down low, Ellison. The double team over, misses the shot. Rebound Dickerson. Here's an opportunity for the Cards now. And out of bounds, and it's going to be a Menominee ball. What happened?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Just a turnover. But I tell you, you know, again, watching Ellison play there, you just need an enforcer, Chai. They don't have that.
Yeah. And Mustangs now, 10:46 left in regulation. They get it in. There's the shot from Thornton. He misses the three. Rebound down to Easton Bob. 10:40 left.
I don't think that's a shot that they needed there.
No, I don't think you needed
a three-point shot.
They've been very patient. Laquay looks at the three. Now he'll drive. Pull up. Little 12-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound Ellison. Here comes Menominee with Brady Johnson. Seven-point advantage, 46-39 Mustangs. Pass over the right side to Bo Noble. In off the Menominee bench. Thornton posting right baseline on Dickerson. Working. And he gets it out. There's Zadowski. Back to Thornton. Laquay on him. Now Menominee taking their time. Brady Johnson. Picked up defensively by Easton Bob. Deflected pass. Recovered. Cards defending Ellison well. You're not hearing his name. And he's way over on the right wing. Almost as a decoy. And now he finally gets it. With Wiedemeyer out on him. But he's behind the arc. And
he's
Menominee
milk it until now when he's in position.
Menominee almost looking at they're in a delay. I don't know. Zadowski's 15-footer. Got it. And this kid off the bench, and not just the sixth man either, has hit a couple of big shots for them, making it a nine-point lead. Three-pointer missed by Wiedemeyer on the left wing, and the Cardinal offense has struggled here in the second half.
Menominee could pull off a 10-point lead here with a score.
Cards have been outscored 15-11 since intermission. Thornton, open jump shot. Honeycomb's out for him. No, Ellison fights for the rebound, and it should be Chahai ball, and it is with 9:11 left. So almost to the midway point of the second half, standing in the student section, watching the 0-4 Cards in the BRC, trailing to the 0-4 in the BRC Mustangs, and Easton Bob across the timeline, bringing it right to left. Between the leg dribble. goes by the defender. Johnson misses the shot, blocked. Out of there with it, Bo Noble. Here come the Mustangs. Johnson on the far side. On top to Noble. Shot on the way. Zadowski misses that three, but a Menominee rebound, and the player's out of his shoe.
Lost the shoe, number three, Bo Noble.
Yes.
But he still made the pass. Now he's got his shoe back on.
Wow. Tie your shoes, young man, when you get a chance. Approaching the 8.5-minute mark, Menominee doing a good job of just taking time off the clock, and they've got the ball in a 9-point lead. Steal by G. Mason. Mason's going to race down the floor and lay it up and in, and it cuts into a 7-point game.
This game is far from over. Cardinals looking to turn a streak on here. Ellison looks a little bit tired down there.
Yeah, I think he wore himself out in the first half and early part of the second half, maybe. And Thornton on top to Ellison. Just inside the arc. They work at Zadowski, and a travel on Zadowski. So a Menominee turnover with 7:59 left in regulation. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their great team are honored to be part of Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Shahai and McDonald Athletics.
And that's a huge part of those streaks is those turnovers, as it is now only 6-5 in the half.
Easton Bob all the way in, basket good, and almost going to have contact, but that cuts it to a 5-point game.
That was a sweet shot by Bob. Again, same as he's been doing all night, but that time right over Ellison.
48-43, the Cardinals within five. And now Menominee have seen that 9-point lead shrink down by 4 points. They try to get it down low to Johnson, and the Cardinal defense trying to turn up the pressure.
Good job doubling Ellison and getting back. They're trying to find the open man. They can't
do it. G. Mason trying to help out Wiedemeyer. Thornton into the paint, kicks it right side. Menominee doing a good job of passing the ball. Basket good and a foul. Bo Noble collides with G. Mason, who just got his fourth with 7:09 to go. And the Menominee lead back to 7. And Matt Riley, the Menominee coach, fired up after that one.
Good round of passing there for Menominee. Bo Noble with his first points of the night. Chance of a 3-point play.
7:09 to go. Noble did not have him listed with, yeah, I guess 80%, 4 out of 5, and he hits that free throw. 51-43, so the Cards starting to get a little closer, but back down by 8 again. Bob across the timeline. Picked up defensively there by Brady Johnson. 3-pointer for Easton Bob. Airballs it. Carson Wiedemeyer can't get there in time. Menominee ball with 6:56 to go.
So the Cardinals, after starting out 1-for-1 with Dickerson, are now 1-for-4 this half from the 3-point line. And again, that's been a struggle where they've made up some ground, obviously, is when they get closer to 40-50%. But
and running out of time. We got a timeout. We're going to take a 1-minute timeout. Back in a moment. WDOGO Sports. Cards down 8.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three. Ooh. Again, yeah.
Shahai trying to score on the shorty. And a shot. Mason Johnson, a short-hander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Menominee ball, and they score. They work the ball down against the Chahai press. Bo Noble scores, and now it's a 10-point lead with 6:40 to play. The Cardinals with the basketball, down 53-43.
Bo Noble almost had himself another 3-point play there.
Working around on the left side to Dickerson. Bounce feed down low. Wiedemeyer on the left baseline. Spin shot up. No, it just falls out. Oh, it was so close for Carson Wiedemeyer. Just wouldn't drop for him. Ellison lays it up and in. And a 12-point Menominee lead with 6:15 to go. Easton Bob into the forecourt for the Cardinals. And a near steal by Menominee as Laquay has contact. And that was a tough one to call. It was. It's going to stay Chahi ball with 6:05 to go. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Back in half a minute.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
6:05 to go. The Cardinals down 12, 55-43. Dave, check. A short time ago, it was 48-43 Menominee, but again, credit the Mustangs, a 7-0 run since then.
Yeah, and again, it's a little bit easier for them to be able to stop the streaks of the Cardinals with the way Ellison has been playing tonight. Cardinals, you know, they're living and dying on that three-point shot. Easy for Menominee if they go on a cold streak to make this happen. That's exactly what's happening here. They're 1-for-4 right now this half from the three-point. Easy for Menominee to take advantage of.
6:05 to go. It still is a ton of time, but the Cards have to get that offense going and get some stops. Easton Bob tries to go down low to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer, spin move left baseline, off the rim, no good. Rebound Ellison, and then if Dickerson got the foul, it would be his fourth. It is Dickerson's fourth, so he joins G. Mason on the precipice of fouling out.
And I think he's going to join G. Mason on the bench right now, too, which means we've got two of our starters with 5 minutes left down 12 on the bench.
Yeah, not good. Menominee with the ball inside of 6 minutes to go. They've got the ball and a 12-point lead. The shots just haven't fallen for the Cars tonight the way you'd need them to. Hence the 43 points. Ellison misses down low. I think he is a bit tired. Turhart gets the rebound. Bob in the backcourt. We need Easton to heat up here. Laquay into the forecourt. 5:38 to go. Easton Bob, spin move away from his defender. Whistle and a foul. Out on top with 5:33 left. Cards down 12, 55-43. And Brady Johnson, first time he's fouled tonight, the 6 foot junior, and it's only the second foul on Menominee in the second half. The Cards have six. Laquay to Nichols. Laquay on the far side. He'll penetrate, drive into the lane, pick up his dribble. He finds Turhart. Turhart almost traveled, and a steal by the Mustangs. Here comes Menominee the other way, and a missed layup and a foul on Laquay with 5:19 to go, and it's going to send Bo Noble to the line. Been hearing a lot of Bo Noble's name.
Yeah, he's really come on in these last 5 minutes here. A couple of tough shots. He didn't even score until about 5 minutes ago. Then he had a three-point play and almost had another one, and now he's to the line again.
Bo, an 80% free-throw shooter coming in. It was 4-5, and he's hitting those. Six-foot senior for Coach Matt Riley.
Cardinals, have, as a team, just have not shot a whole lot of free throws on the year.
Yeah.
Many players, including, you said, G. Mason, only shot three the entire year. Hard to get a percentage when we're this deep into the season with only three free throws.
Maybe not a lot of penetrating. I guess, certainly Dickerson, I think he leads the team in free throws. So, again, Noble hits both of them. This is the deepest hole the Cards have been in, 57-43. And there's a pass tipped out of bounds, but the Cards need a couple of touchdowns here and extra points just to tie with 5:10 to go.
Well, we also haven't had any games where we were winning in the end and the other team needed to follow
us. That's true, yeah. Just the one win for Chippewa over Medford. We had that one for you earlier. You can find the podcast of that and our other Chahi pod broadcast at wogo.com as Easton Bob scores on the drive. 57-45, Cards back within 12, but 4:52 only remaining in the game. And now Menominee's been good at just having delayed possession. Just Thornton, right side, gets it off to Bo Noble, and then the Cards come up with it. Menominee turnover into the forecourt. Laquay Gets it off down low. Wiedemeyer, oh, just hasn't had the touch here. A bunch of shots recently for Carson, just coming up short for him. Down 12 with 4:25 to go.
Yeah, I think that's three straight.
Yeah. Thornton on top to Ellison. Picked up defensively by Wiedemeyer. There's Thornton for the long ball. Got it. And that one hurts because all of a sudden now it's 60-45. That's their biggest lead of the night at 15 with 4:05 to go. As G. Mason and Dickerson to the scorer's table, but is it too little too late? Bob, behind the arc, down low, Wiedemeyer, cutting through Terhark, misses the driving layup. Ellison with the rebound. 60-45 Menominee on Chahai's home court here tonight.
Too little too late. They may not even get in if Menominee just holds this ball here. There's only 3:41 left.
60-45 Mustangs. Ellison picks up the dribble. Gets it back out to Brady Johnson. There's Ellison on the right side. A little bit soft. His shot hit the rim twice and out of bounds to the Cardinals. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by the great folks at Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
Honestly, with this lead, I would not have been afraid to go. Just go ahead and foul Ellison. You got seven fouls. Yeah. Make him shoot the bonus, 8 and 9.
That's not a bad strategy with 3:26 to go, I guess, at this point. Yeah. And they do have seven. Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, you need to get some offense going. The shots have just not fallen in the second half. Only 17 points in the second half. I mean, they had 28 in the first half, but even worse here in the second half with 3 minutes to go. And Menominee, meanwhile, since halftime, has scored 27. G. Mason on top. Easton Bob back to G. Mason. Spin move, right baseline. Dickerson's going to drive all the way in for the score. Makes it 60-47. But again, so little time at 2:48 to go.
And if they get a chance to foul him, they got to take it. Just foul him up top.
Yeah. There's the long shot attempt, no good. Missed that time by Thornton. He's kind of been off the mark since the two threes early. Here comes G. Mason across the timeline, racing down the floor for the Cardinals. He goes down to the left baseline. They work it to Laquay on top. A long three with 2:27 left, no good, and a foul on Wiedemeyer as he went after the rebound, was out of position compared to Ellison, and Wiedemeyer gets his third personal with 2:24 to go.
One of the keys to this game, in this half, not one offensive rebound for the Cardinals yet, as you see a lot of misses, a lot of opportunities for those, and not one offensive rebound. Two for the entire game.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Ellison himself had six in the first half.
Huh. Offensive rebounds. Free throw is good for Ellison. Again, he's had some practice from there. Is he, I think, probably pushing close to 30 points on the night.
So we got the foul that we wanted.
Next one is up, and he hits both free throws. Well, again, the odds were dictating a 46% free throw shooter coming in, but he's had some practice there tonight. All right, back to a 15-point lead at 62-47. Cardinals in a big hole and not a lot of time to do something about it. Just over 2 minutes left. Deep left corner. Easton Bob going to go with a long three. No. Comes up short. Rebound down to Menominee with 2 minutes left in regulation. And they're not in any hurry at all. Brady Johnson across the timeline, bringing it left to right. Ellison on top to Isaac Johnson. No relation to Brady. Ellison behind the arc on top to Barron. Yeah, I like your strategy of fouling Ellison, even though he did just hit his last two. And I think we're going to get a Menominee timeout with 1:41 left. Back in a minute on WDOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
62-47, Mustangs with the ball and a 15-point lead, under 100 seconds to go. And Menominee, Brady Johnson and company, they go left baseline, and Ellison in the deep right corner, and Nichols chasing him down with 1:23 to go. Well, Dave, I mean, we had hoped it was going to be a little tighter than this, and had some reason to believe early, but again, credit Menominee. I mean, after Chahai went on the big run, 15-0 run and grabbed a 9-point lead, they answer to the 16-0 run and really haven't looked back.
Well, and this man right here on the free throw line is the reason why. And even
again, Nichols had his first foul, but and Ellison hits another free throw, right?
We go through the bonus, and he's made both front end of the bonuses, and this is his 30th point of the night right there, made two. He's got 17 rebounds on the night.
Yeah, he's really manned up, I guess. Inside of 1:20 to go. Easton Bob for the Cardinals to Laquay in the right corner behind the arc. Picked up defensively there by Barron. G. Mason for the three. Front iron, no. Rebound, Ellison, another one. Yeah, he's had a huge night.
So this is one of those. He's going to move into the top five in scoring probably with this average tonight and make a case for himself why even on an 0-4 team, 1-5 now, that he should be part of that talk about one of the top five players in the conference for all conference.
And he's just a junior. He's 6'4 junior, Isaac Ellison, for Menominee.
But when you talk about an MVP and the difference between it, they definitely would be a different team without him.
McQuay gets his third foul, and to the free throw line and missing is Isaac Johnson, a 5'8 senior. And now some subs. Ellison and Thornton check out for Coach Matt Riley's club. And also checking out Brady Johnson, the 6-foot junior guard. You've got Andrew Bush in, a 5'8 senior, number 2. Also Zadowski back in there, the 6'1 junior, number 10. And the second free throw, no good. McQuay with it. Here come the Cards. Laquay on the far side, 50 seconds left. Laquay into the paint, runs into a Menominee player. Yeah. And it's going to be a foul on Bo Noble, his third.
Yeah, it looked a lot worse than it was. Bo Noble was coming out, Laquay coming in, and boy, they connected hard, but it wasn't anything intentional.
All right, and Easton Bob on the left baseline, whistle and a foul. As he was just underneath the basket, stopping the clock with 45.8 to go. But again, the Cards down 17.
Still only four fouls for Menominee this half as they played a pretty clean game. Didn't really have to foul. And even the steals that they got arguably weren't even steals. Cardinals just threw the ball right to them. And Bob making the free throw.
Yep, makes the first one. For Chippewa, again, they're done for the year after this until January 5th against New Richmond, and hits the second one, 64-49.
Mentioned Bob's free throw shooting, one of the reasons why he didn't go to the line for that. But again, I don't know how many free throws he's shot on the year. He's 2-for-2 tonight, and as few as they shoot, that probably brings his percentage up right there.
I think it was around 30 or so. Easton Bob came in. It was 13-20 from the line before tonight, so.
So he moves to 15-22.
And at the other end, the missed free throw from Andrew Bush, the 5'8 senior, after the fourth foul of the game on Laquay for the Cards, Jacob Laquay. 39.5 seconds to go.
Menominee's bench has been emptied. They're using all their players, and that's Andrew's Bush's first points of the night with one there.
16-point game. Menominee's led by as many as 17. 35 seconds to go. Bob's pass deflected and stolen away. Little bit of add insult to injury there. And Menominee into the forecourt. Bush now. Off to Zadowski. Had a couple of shots, a 3 and a 2 that he made from the perimeter. Final 18 seconds, the ball tipped out by Dickerson. So the Cards going to suffer their fifth conference loss and drop to 1-7 on the season. And Menominee will get their first conference win and go to 2-5 overall and 1-4 in the conference. Final 12 seconds here, and just playing out the string and not even trying to score as Andrew Bush. 5-4-3-2. It's over at Chippewa, and Menominee comes in and wins 65-49. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Coming back a bit sooner here in the postgame as Coach Jason Prue joins us now. Menominee wins at 65-49. Coach, fell behind early, but you guys went on a really nice run there, that a 15-0 run to grab a 26-17 lead, to lead by nine, your biggest advantage, but Menominee answered that.
Yeah, I just thought during that stretch, we went away from what got us there. We did a good job pounding the paint early. We were exploiting some mismatches down low, and I feel like during that run, we got a little jump shot happy, and that's something that we need to work on a little bit more.
Ellison was tough.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a good player. I thought we did a better job with him in the second half with some of the things. We had some good rotations, some good double downs, but, yeah, he's a good player, and he kind of took it to us a little bit.
Well, you're done for this year. I mean, all the way till January 5th against New Richmond.
Yeah, and we got a good group of guys there. They're mature, so we're going to continue to work. We got a week next week to get after it, but they're going to go home. They get to enjoy some time to themselves now with family, and it's that time of the year. So we'll see them back next week, and then we'll be ready to go after the break.
All right, Coach. Well, Merry Christmas. We'll see you next year.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Head Coach Jason Prue here on WOGO as Chahai comes up. Losing this contest here tonight by a final score of 65-49. And depending on where you're at, Dave?
Well, I'm ready to go with the Cardinal statistics here. Justin's putting together, I think, the Ellison sheet, which is probably the most impressive of the night.
Yeah. But
Cardinals in the second half, 1-for-7 from the three-point line, wind up shooting 4-for-16 on the night. A little bit, totally anemic in the second half. But 8-for-14 in the second half from twos and 16-for-30 overall. They wound up shooting 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, you're looking at a total of Mason was 4-for-7, 11 points, 1 rebound. Bob was 8-for-16, led the Cardinals with 19 points, also had 2 rebounds. Wiedemeyer, 2-for-9, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Dickerson really was probably the most impressive on the night, 5-for-6 shooting, 13 points for second place, and then 3 rebounds. And then leading the Cardinals in rebounds, Terhark was 1-for-2 for 2 points, but 5 rebounds, and LaCroix had 3 rebounds. Turnover margin wound up being pretty close and not as much of a factor as we thought. We had 13 turnovers. They had 12. Probably a combination of both teams turn it over a lot, but don't really force the other team to turn it over a lot. Offensive rebounds, though, I lost track in the second half. Honestly, all I can tell you is it was bad. They offensively rebounded us by a ton. We had 2 total. That I know. How many they had?
Yeah.
It's your guess, but yeah. I think it was well over 10. And that was the difference in the game. They just got well more shots than we did. Even if we make our shots and knock down a couple more of those three-point shots, we're not even in this game if we don't control a couple of those aspects. Let me give you at least the Ellison sheet here if I can. Ellison, let's see, where are we at here? Ellison winds up with 30 points on the night, 18 rebounds. Five of those were offensive rebounds. He shot 12 for 19 field goals, and he also shot 6 for 11 from the free throw line, which was more impressive than we thought he would be. And we also got him for 4 assists. And you talked about the fact that the ball has to go through him. 4 assists for a big man that is scoring 30 points and offensive rebounds 18. That's impressive.
If you try to look for something, and Coach Prue said this, you maybe could. He said, "Well, I thought they did better in the second half. He had 19 in the first half, so I guess 11 in the second half." But again, he really made a difference there in that first half. Dave, I'm going to let you go. We're going to take another break. Come back with the highlights and the WOGO Sports Calendar. Merry Christmas to you and Justin, and great to talk with you, Justin. And so we'll see you next year. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. That's Dave Check helping us out here, and his son Justin, and follow his career and progress there at Morehead State, wishing them the best. And J.D. going to be playing there, J.D. Check as well, next season. Again, our next Chai boys game is January 26th. But let me take our final timeout. We'll come back with some of the highlights from this and check the WOGO Sports Calendar. Back in a moment here on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chai losing both tonight. The JV game went to Menominee 57-47. The varsity contest went to Menominee as well, 65-49. Mark Halverson back here on the post game on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Thanks to Zach Wycheck for manning the controls so well back at our WOGO studios tonight. And before we get to the WOGO sports calendar, we go back some of the highlights from the first half and what we were able to garner in the second half. Again, at the first half, you recap this game, and Chai fell behind 17-11, but then they outscored Menominee 15-0, took a 26-17 lead, but then Menominee able to outscore them 16-0 to go from 9 down to actually leading by 7, 33-26 before the Cards got a hoop right before the half. And then in the second half, Menominee outscores Chippewa 32-21 to go on to the 65-49 victory. Here are some of your highlights in this contest tonight. Okay. All right, let me see. What do we got going here? I think we've got some of that. Here we go. Spin move on up and in by Wiedemeyer for 2. Six-point advantage for the Mustangs here on Chai's home court. G. Mason against the double team. They work at right corner. There's Wiedemeyer. Got it baseline, and there's two more. 13-9. Dickerson, Laquay, right corner. G. Mason for three. Got it. And the Cardinals cut the six-point lead to three right there. Easton Bob driving. Nice hoop for Easton Bob. Laquay not in action here. So close to Christmas. Bob for the lead, and he hits it. Easton Bob gives the Cards the lead. Race down the other end. Laquay cutting, finds Wiedemeyer on the outside. G. Mason, he'll penetrate, driving to the basket and laying it in for the Cardinals to grow the lead to four. G. Mason on the right wing gets it on top. Laquay, he's going to drive, then kick it out left wing. Jump shot, Dickerson, got it for three-pointer. Some of the highlights from this contest tonight as Chihai loses 65-49.
At least 7 inches.
Wiedemeyer down low into the paint. Kicks Dickerson left open on the left wing. Got it. Nice shot by Braden Dickerson for three and cuts the Cards within four. And ultimately, just not enough for the Cards tonight as they lose it by a final of 65-49. Meanwhile, checking that WOGO. I've kind of blanked it out here amidst everything that happened because I forgot to tell you that we were in the midst of the post-glass post-game show. My apologies. Post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, post-glass and mirror fits them all, big or small. Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating also seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at weirsgala.com. Again, checking that WOGO sports calendar for the Cards. Caleb Swenson and company will be busy at the Denny Laramie Invitational for boys and girls coming up. And it starts with boys action, at least our coverage, on Thursday as they're in action against Ladysmith, a 4:55 pregame next Thursday from McDonald Central High School across the street. Meanwhile, also that day, it'll be the undefeated and second-ranked Division IV team in the state, the McDonald girls, as they take on St. Croix Central. That's a 6:40 pregame on WOGO Sports. The next day, we can tell you on Friday, girls action at 3:10 in the afternoon as they are taking on Athens. We don't have a time to be determined yet in terms of the McDonald boys action there. Our next action, as far as Chihai, we'll have the Chihai girls taking on New Richmond here at Chihai on January the 5th, and for the Chihai boys later in January at home against Hudson on January 26th. Again, that does it for the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Again, our thanks to Dave Check for providing color and statistics. His son, Justin Check, the quarterback's coach at Moorhead State, with the halftime visit and helping out on the stats. Thanks to Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio for manning the controls. I'm Mark Halverson again. It was Menominee taking two here tonight. They win the JV game 57-47 and the nightcap 65-49. With the win, Menominee going to 1-4 in conference and dropping the Cards to 0-5 in the BRC campaign. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chihai Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.